You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Dhruva Rajendra, who is the Chief Shark at Learn Shark. Every day, your team forwards links to useful articles, shares files, and consumes a tremendous amount of content, but no one knows who has read what or what content is important. Learn Shark fixes this by scoring content based on relevance as well as quantifying skills within your enterprise. You immediately know who has read what content is important, where you're strong, and where you're lacking. Learn Shark also consolidates file formats such as Evernote, Dropbox, Box.com, GitHub, and Google Drive so your team can see everything at once. Very clever, Dhruva. Certainly welcome you to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So first of all, where did you get the idea for Learn Shark? Where did all that come from?
Yeah, so I've been kind of working around in software consulting for a little while. And, you know, what I noticed, I was working in a healthcare tech company, was that most of the information that I was kind of learning was kind of self-generated. So what I mean by that is that, you know, when I had a question, there was information laying around the company, and there was kind of those, everyone knows there's always kind of tribal knowledge within a company that you can tap into. But really, there was a lot of information that I pulled in online, but then to kind of transmit it to the next person was really inefficient. You know, I basically was finding myself collecting a big email with links, with maybe some files, and I was just sending them wholesale with kind of a narrative that I would toss through it. So, you know, there wasn't really anything I saw in the market that could really fix this need. And right now you've got an interesting kind of market trend where more people are learning things online. And, you know, we figured we could capitalize on that to create some new value for our customers.
Now, what is the most valuable asset of a company?
Well, I definitely think it goes without saying that people are your most valuable asset. I mean, within our company internally, I think our core competitive advantage is our ability to, you know, kind of groom and bring talent and maximize that what we have. I think one thing that a lot of people do is they maybe, you know, assume that, you know, they know everyone, they know what everyone's thinking, they understand everything about their employees, but what they can do a better job of is empowering those employees to make better decisions about how to spend their time at a lower level. And I think you'll see long-term productivity gains and kind of top-line gains in terms of revenue and that kind of thing.
Curiosity, how do you more effectively manage the time within your organization?
Right. So within our company, you know, we've really tried to focus on building some strong processes, but then again, empowering people to kind of make their own decisions on the fly, because what you don't want to do is encumber kind of people with process. You want to give them the flexibility to kind of do what they're, you know, supposed to be doing. I think one thing that we've done a very good job of internally is basically setting up guiding principles that we feel that if people follow, you know, even if I don't talk to someone for 2 or 3 weeks, I know that they're getting their job done, and I know that they're, you know, making the most use of their time. If you try to scrutinize every single, you know, second that people spend on everything, you're going to find yourself, you know, really slowing them down and, you know, perhaps disengaging with that employee. But, you know, in the long term, you also lose some value that you could have from giving them some freedom.
Today we're joined by the Chief Shark at Learn Shark, Dhruva Rajendra, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dhruva, why is open education important for an organization?
Well, I think it's important for a number of reasons. I mean, most open education, just kind of backing up for a quick definition, more recently, a lot of people have been moving to kind of open free course materials that are provided by universities like Stanford, University of Virginia, MIT. And these people have basically open sourced their education materials so that anyone can kind of consume them. And these large communities, a lot of the people in the communities that we found are actually professionals. They're not necessarily the people who are right out of high school looking to go get a college degree. They're usually people who are trying to, you know, learn a new skill or maybe perhaps rehone a skill they already have. And so for an organization, it's important to recognize that a lot of your employees are already doing this doing open courseware and working with open education. So if you can kind of toss processes and software around it, you can harness that to be a competitive asset.
And where do you see open education going for the enterprise?
Well, I think that, you know, within the context of enterprise, what you're going to see is that open education is going to enable training and learning departments to, you know, really focus on what's important and core to their enterprise. So in one bucket, you've got kind of, again, the open kind of materials that are out there. So your intro to programming, you know, that provided by the best professor at Stanford, or an algorithms class provided by MIT. And I think that is a really, really strong tool to do learning and development. I mean, before, you would have to send someone back to a master's program or, back to school, essentially, to get that training. But now you can use what's already out there as a way of enhancing your enterprise talent. And what I think the enterprise can do a better job of is really relating that to the mission of the organization. So right now you have a lot of people, again, exploring different topics and exploring different, different classes that are out on the web. And what we don't do a good enough job of as enterprises right now is realizing that there is a reason that often these people are leaning towards it. So you might have a programmer who's studying a new programming language that is not a kind of a core piece of your company. And what you do is if you find out why that guy is using it, you might find that, you know, he's spoken to a client in an offhand discussion over coffee about a new programming language. And it's, again, something that you wouldn't see because you're not you as an executive are not everywhere at any given time. But your employees see it, and your employees find value into it. And if you can do a better job of harnessing what your employees are already doing in this open education space, you can, you know, realize better productivity gains and definitely deeper engagement within your employees.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and find LearnShark online?
Sure, perfect. Well, if you want to learn more about LearnShark and what we're doing to kind of disrupt the learning and development space, go to www.learnshark.co. And you can, you know, basically reach out to us, get a demo, and we can we really want to have as many conversations as possible. So feel free to give us a shout.
Sounds good. And in conclusion, what advice would you have to anyone looking to create their own business?
I think what you really have to do is, you know, start at a high level and look for kind of trends and macro movements that are interesting to you that you can get really passionate about and are big problems to solve. But then go very quickly after you do that, go find your customer and go figure out exactly what they're willing to pay for. Because while you might have a grand vision on how the world's going, that might not be the best thing to throw at your first client. It might be just that quick thing they need that builds you towards that long-term vision.
Appreciate you sharing that advice with us. He is the Chief Shark at LearnShark, Dhruva Rajendra. And the website, once again, go check it out, LearnShark.co. Dhruva, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.